Hi, I'm Dr. Fidelio, and this is Go Beyond Greatness, Season 4, Episode 1, Harvesting Possibility. At the start of every year, some of us make a promise to ourselves to eat better, get healthier, enroll in a gym, do X, Y, and Z. This is basically called a New Year's resolution. However, in 2020, many resolutions did not pan out in the midst of the COVID pandemic, where many people got creative and made every attempt to keep their resolution. Others were not able to. For example, travel. That was something that was not physically possible for a while. But welcome to 2021. And wow, have our resolutions evolved? We've seen a resolution evolution. Let me break it and then down for you with a little history about the New Year's resolution. According to history.com, the ancient Babylonians are said to have been the first people to make New Year's resolution some 4,000 years ago. They were also the first to hold recorded celebrations in honor of the new year. Though for them, the year began not in January, but in mid-March, when the crops were planted. During the massive 12-day religious festival known as Akitu, the Babylonians crowned a new king or reaffirmed their loyalty to the reigning king. But enough with the history. How do we keep attainable goals and attainable resolutions in 2021? There were many challenges in 2020, the overall inability to celebrate together. I will say that thinking about long-term goals right now isn't an easy thing to do. Making a clear resolution in 2020 with a well-envisioned path only for it to be halted by the pandemic has left a sour taste in a lot of people's mouths. The path beyond the pandemic isn't that clear either. So, how do we keep attainable resolutions in 2021? Instead of long-term goals or resolutions for 2021, I plan to do short-term goals or short-term resolutions. The short-term resolutions will help build me up and also allow me to pivot as needed. In 2020, I learned how to use some of the exercises that I had learned in my gym and bring them home. I relearned how to cook and create new healthy dishes. It was a year of trial and error, big time, as well as a test of faith and prayer. For 2021, I plan to continue keeping that faith first and foremost. I want to harvest the idea of possibility once this is all over. In my heart, the idea of harvesting possibility will grow, and with it will come olive branches of opportunities. Harvesting possibility. It begins with dreaming about where you want to be when this pandemic is over. It's finding that inner voice, the positive one, not the negative one, finding that positive voice inside of you and giving it a microphone. If you are at home with your children, what are some of the things you learned about them? What can you hone? And how can you celebrate that? If you are working, what are ways that you can grant yourself moments to celebrate you? Let's harvest this idea of possibility so that tomorrow it can grow into opportunities. With that being said, I want to end this with a positive affirmation, just like in season one. And here it goes. Who you are in life is what helps you make and do everything in life. And that's by my idol, Mr. Rogers. We can learn a lot from him. Until next time, bye.